This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. During the last 2 weeks in Mexico, drug violence has claimed more lives than at any time since President Felipe Calderón declared war on the cartels 3.5 years ago. Hundreds of people have been killed across the country as cartel gunmen clash with each other and the authorities. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The casualty numbers are staggering. In Michoacán, gunmen ambushed a convoy of Mexican federal police officers, killing 12 and injuring 15 others. The same day, in Sinaloa, a clash between rival drug gangs in a prison left 29 inmates dead. The next day, 15 people were killed in a shootout in the tourist town of Taxco, south of the capital. Then on Thursday, a firefight near the border between Mexican soldiers and cartel members in Tamaulipas claimed 12 lives. The normally peaceful city of Tepic in the Pacific Coast state of Nayarit has also been hit by this violence. Just yesterday, Mexican soldiers exchanged gunfire for 3 hours with a band of alleged cartel hitmen just on the outskirts of the city. Residents in Tepic say the wave of shootings has created a communal psychosis. People don't go out at night. The governor shut down the public schools, and local politicians are calling for federal police to patrol the streets. Griselda Esparza, president of the PRI, the Institutional Revolutionary Party in Nayarit, says people here are not used to living amidst daily drug cartel gun battles. She says they're used to working hard, living in peace. Esparza says the fear among people in Nayarit is very real right now, and it needs to be addressed by the federal government. President Felipe Calderón has acknowledged the growing public frustration with this drug war. This week, he issued a 5,000-word defense of his strategy against organized crime and gave a televised address to the nation on the subject.
Tenemos una estrategia de largo plazo contra la delincuencia y que está en curso.
We have a long-term strategy against organized crime, and we are on track, the president said. More than 23,000 people have died in Mexico in drug-related violence since Calderón launched his offensive against the cartels in December of 2006. He vowed to push forward with this controversial fight. His administration also this week went after the billions of dollars in profits that the drug cartels launder each year in Mexico. The Mexican Treasury says roughly $10 billion in suspected cartel cash in actual physical U.S. currency gets deposited each year into Mexican banks. To make it harder to launder this money, people will now only be allowed to exchange or deposit $300 a day or $4,000 a month worth of U.S. greenbacks. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.